We're almost 3 years into Russia's so-called special military operation in Ukraine, and there's been a lot of casualties on both sides. But recently, Ukrainian hacktivists have taken things to a new level by targeting Russian ISPs directly. Nodex, an ISP based in St. Petersburg, has been completely looted and wiped, according to this post that was made by the Ukrainian Cyber Alliance in their Telegram group. If we take a look at the post that they made there, we can see that on January 7th, just a short while after midnight UTC, the internet connectivity for Nodex AS dropped off substantially. It's like the stock price of quantum computer companies after NVIDIA's CEO said that useful quantum computing is still decades away. We also got some interesting insights into the infrastructure that's being used by the company from these screenshots. One that really stood out to me was this vSphere client image showing some of the different nodes and virtual machines that the company was using. This one here, called VM Backups, appears to be running Windows Server 2012. Now, you guys know how I feel about Windows servers. Unless your application absolutely needs to be run on a Windows platform, you're asking for trouble by running it on a Windows server, especially one that's this outdated. According to Microsoft, Server 2012 and 2012 R2 reached end of support back in October of 2023. But what makes this especially strange is the fact that this Windows server is being used by a Russian company. Since the United States has sanctions against Russia, US companies like Microsoft aren't allowed to provide technical support to Russian ones, even if they wanted to. These same kind of sanctions also affect Linux support. I actually made a video about that a few months ago, talking about how Russian kernel maintainers were removed from the Linux project. But at least in the Linux world, we're talking about free and open source software that the Russians could conceivably fork and continue maintaining on their own. But that's not the case with proprietary Windows software. The next screenshot is of the Veeam Backup and Replication Configuration Panel, showing us that the hackers have control of the admin and root credentials. So it's a pretty good bet that this organization's backups were tampered with, and the next couple of screenshots of the Veeam backup service that Nodex was using further confirms that the hackers managed to access the connected backups that this ISP had. And this is why security experts always recommend to have at least one backup of your data that is kept off-site. It's literally what the 1 in the 3-2-1 backup rule is. And more specifically, one of these backups should be an offline one that's also separated from any other online machines. I've actually seen more recent backup literature make this distinction about having one air-gapped copy of your data in addition to the off-site one that you have. And you actually could reasonably keep your air-gapped backup on-site as long as it's in a safe or something like that to protect it from theft and possibly even destruction of the building, depending on what your threat model is. This is so important because if hackers can get to your backups through a compromised machine or through owning the entire network, as appears to be the case here, then those non-air-gapped backups end up being pretty much useless to you. The final screenshot shared by the hackers is of an HP ILL control panel where they are logged in as an administrator to the ILL hostname vm25.office.gtk.su. ILO stands for Integrated Lights Out, and it's a proprietary management technology that's built into HPE products that allows for remote control access to their servers, even without being connected to the organization's main network. So this is another credential that's clearly going to need to be reset in order for Nodex to resume their operations securely. Now, taking a look at the machine-translated post that the internet provider was making on VK to update the people on their restoration efforts, they state on January 7th that they were restoring from backups that they had. So luckily, they did have some of those backups secured, and they say that there were no deadlines or forecasts as to when the networks would be restored, but that they were focusing on restoring phone service and call centers. A short while later, they said that the core of the network was restored and configurations to the switches were being made, after which communications were going to be restored as well. And then a few hours later, they say that the DHCP server was fixed and most people should now have internet if they reboot their routers. That appears to have fixed the issue for some people, but a lot of subscribers are still posting on VK that they don't have internet service anymore still. So I suppose that maybe they're posting from a different mobile provider or something like that, but I guess it's a little bit iffy as far as if internet service really has been fully restored yet. And it's also worth mentioning that at the time I'm recording this, Nordex.ru is currently down and GTK.su is also down. That's the webpage that was mentioned in the VK accounts about section. So clearly all functionality is not restored 4 days after the attack, and there's no telling when all services will be fully recovered or what bad things will come out of customer records and other sensitive data being stolen in this attack. Now, in terms of personal mitigations that you can make, if you are a subscriber of Nordex, GTC, or any company that ever gets hacked, the best mitigation is to use a password manager to create different passwords for each of your accounts. That way, if one gets revealed in a data breach, the hackers can't immediately log in to your email account that was associated with that breach and then send account reset emails to themselves for all of your other accounts associated with that email. Another great mitigation is to use two-factor authentication, specifically time-based one-time passwords. Configuring this for your most important accounts means that even if the password gets compromised, the attacker would need to take your phone, access your TOTP app, and read the codes that are coming into that app while they are trying to access your accounts. So these are some great ways to start hardening your security, both before and after an attack. KeePassXE is my personal favorite password manager, and Aegis is the authenticator I'm currently using to generate those time-based one-time passwords. Both are free and open source, of course. That's very important for your high security, mission critical apps, in my opinion. So try out those apps, whether you're using hacked Russian internet or not. Like and share this video to hack the algorithm, and check out my online store, base.win, where you can get my stylish merch and accessories for your phone or laptop. 10% store-wide discount when you pay with Monero XMR at checkout. Have a great rest of your day.